Well, it turned into a beautiful afternoon yesterday afternoon, and it looks like we've got another nice day on tap, seeing as we're starting off at 44 degrees. Good morning, Mr. 44, Pat Pagano.
Well, good morning to you, and it sounds to me like you got your computers up and running.
Yeah, it was. Yesterday was just one of those days where it was one computer problem after the other. But yes, I got everything up and running, and it's bailing wire and bubble gum.
Really?
Well, you know, I had to do everything on the quick. Today I will nail everything down finally. But you know, when you're on the air and you're going, you just,
yeah, you can't do everything.
You do what you can to get everything on the air, and then like today, I'll come in and just nail it all down and finish it. So, okay. But with that being said, yesterday afternoon turned into a beautiful afternoon, and today looks like we're gonna have a good day for most of the day, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be a sunny, that's for sure.
Well, as long as the temperature's warm.
Temperatures will be warm, 55 to 60. We have showers. There are showers right now all around us. I have showers in Kingston. I have some showers just to the south of our region, Sharon. And they're all moving northeastward. There's another line back from Binghamton all the way down to Morgantown, West Virginia. So this is all with the front. So there'll be showers at times. There could even be a little thunder. And the highs today, 55 to 60. The showers will end tonight before midnight, low 40s. Now for tomorrow, some sun and windy. Perhaps a brief passing shower in the afternoon, not a big deal. 50 to 55. Then it's much colder tomorrow night. We drop it to the 20s. St. Paddy's Day, sunny, mid-40s. And Monday, here's some good news for you. Instead of cloudy with snow showers, I think it's going to be partly cloudy. And I don't think we're going to get any precip. Temps will be around 40, and then back to the 40s Tuesday for the last full day of winter.
Tuesday is the last full day.
Yep. Spring arrives at 5:58 on Wednesday, and it will also coincide with the full worm moon. So you'll have...
Which moon?
Worm. The worm moon.
So we're going to turn the worm.
Yeah, well, I guess it's the time of the year where, the grounds defrost and the worms float to the top. I guess so. That's my guess. Yeah. I don't know why they name all the moons that stuff. But other than that, I know what you mean about computers. You know, it's the simplest thing. I have not really used my iPad. I said, you know what? I just want to put like my favorite recipes on the iPad. What's the easiest way to do it? Yeah. I said to myself, I'll just establish a folder and put them in the folder. Well, I couldn't even figure out how to establish a folder on the iPad. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, now once I get the folder in, how do I get, if I call something up on the internet on my iPad and get the recipe, how do I get that recipe in there? So then last night, after so many different tries, I called my sister. I said, how do I do it? She said, first of all, you can't use Google, use Safari, because it's an Apple iPad. I said, yeah, was that? She says, you'll see the difference. And I called up a recipe, and she said, you do see that little page on the top with an arrow? I said, yes, just click it. She goes, yeah, add to favorites. I said, yeah, just add to favorites. I said, where am I going to find my favorites? She's just there to favorites. I did. She's now going to the left side. See the little book in the left corner? I said, yeah. She goes, hit it. You hit it. It has a whole list. It's favorites. You can click favorites. Boom. It's right there.
Well, you can do that on Google, too.
Yeah? How?
Up on the... When you go to a website. I'm going to go to a website right now.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm going to go to... What the hell? I'll go to CNN. What the... Why not?
All right,
so I'm at CNN. Now, up on the right-hand side, if you're on Google, you'll see three little dots. See them on the right-hand side?
Side. Click on it.
Click on it.
Yeah. And then what? I see U.S., world, politics, business.
Your Google should have three dots, and when you click on it, it'll say history, download, bookmark, Zoom, and stuff like that. Yeah.
It doesn't have, my Google doesn't have three dots. This is a CNN site, right?
Yeah. Okay. Does there? Okay. In the browser bar itself.
Oh,
see that little star? See the little star?
Yeah.
Click it.
Wait a minute. A star?
Yeah. In the bookmark.
Oh, there it is.
Click that star.
Yeah. Right. And then you just bookmark it.
There you go. There you go.
Gotcha. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
And this,
okay, it's, thank you.
It's, that's one less step than you have to do with Safari.
Right, right. Boom. Okay,
and
that's
then you,
cool.
And then you just go to the bookmarks bar all the time, and there you go.
Stuff is there.
There you go.
Great. Now, let's go over to the movies real quick.
Yeah.
You know, we're still...
Did you see that movie with Kelsey Grammer?
What was it?
On Netflix, Like Dad?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Okay, but this is not a movie for us to do, correct?
No.
No.
Well, you could do it, actually, because you're on a boat, and there's a lot of different characters that come in and out, and there's singing and dancing. You actually could do this one. You actually could do this one. I think you guys would have fun with it.
Like that? Okay. Because, you know, the consideration right now is still heavily weighing on Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Of course, I'm still pushing for... A Quiet Place.
I'm telling you, go and see Like Father. Okay. It's got a father with a daughter, the main characters, but then on the ship, they go on a cruise, and on the ship, they come up at a table, and there's so many great characters that are on the ship with them. And I think it would be a lot of fun. And then there's a singing and dancing portion and stuff like that. Watch the movie, and you'll see what I mean.
I'm going to watch that. And I came across another movie this morning.
Which one?
And I was curious to see if you saw it. I have not seen it. It's called The Visit. It is not a horror movie. It is, according to what I read, it is a scary movie. It's from the guy who did The Sixth Sense.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That movie's about 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah. I've obviously never seen it. But I'm going to look that up. I think the pace, to me, it would lend itself to our, you know, to a farmhouse in Pennsylvania. So we could easily have our lake house look like Pennsylvania. You know, there's not a problem there. I have to look at that. And now I got to look at, what is it called? Dad?
Like Father.
It's called Like Father. I thought it was Like Dad.
Like Dad, yeah. It's called Like Father. No, Like Father.
Oh, Like Father.
Writing
this down right now. Like Father. Okay, because I could probably get this on Firestick.
Oh, yeah, you can. That's where I got it. And yeah. I watched it.
So maybe I'll watch both of those over the weekend. I still want to do A Quiet Place, but I'm getting tremendous opposition from the director. He keeps saying to me, what makes you think that because there aren't any lines, he said, first of all, you know you have a script. I said, yeah, I know. He said, because there aren't any lines, that the movie's going to be easier. He said, do you know how hard it is to act without talking? I said, I think it would be easier. He goes, well, that's you. He said, but other people may not find it that easy.
Well, you know, if you want to get them, you know, to get the frightened look on them, get the head of the association and have them know that electricity's coming in.
That's funny you mentioned that, too, because a lady called me yesterday and asked me if I knew where she can get a propane refrigerator. Remember you and you researched it?
Yeah.
Now, were you not the one? You came up with PC Richards, right?
PC Richards or Home Depot or someplace like that, yeah.
So I told her, I said, try Home Depot. She called the local Home Depot up there. They have it. She is excited, but she said, I still don't understand. She said, why we can't have electric? Well, I said, don't ask me.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Don't go there. Yeah, the president's resigning, by the way.
Oh, good. That's good. Maybe I wish she would talk to the other president.
The Congress just said no to his. Unbelievable.
All right. Hey, Pat, have a good weekend.
I'm going to have a happy, happy St. Patty's Day. See you Monday.
You too. Don't eat too much corned beef. I know you won't eat it.
I don't eat it.
That's right. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.